Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the Matt Kramer Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to try to do a full 30-minute thing here. And, oops, share my screen. There we go. We're doing a full 30-minute thing here on Blog Talk Radio. Hold on. There we go. Matt Kramer here for the Matt Kramer Show. We are continuing our comeback series here on talkradio.com. So if you want to call in as a guest into the show, you may do so. 563-999-3030. 563-999-3030. You can call in and ask a question about the current news. We can talk about faith. We can talk about the Bible today. Didn't do much on this weekend, but I did have a birthday yesterday. So I did not do a show yesterday. I was hoping to do it, but I couldn't do it yesterday. But had a good 3 days off from work. I went back today, 12:30 to 6, and I'll be doing that tomorrow. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I will be away at work from 9:30 or 9. I believe it's 9:30 to 6, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I may not be able to do any shows probably until Sunday evening. So stay tuned for the next episode, which will probably be late afternoon. So if you want to call in today, 563-999-3030, you can call in with your questions. This is the Matt Kramer Show. We're doing an 8:30 session for 30 minutes. So please call in with your questions, 563-999-3030. Last episode, I didn't do the full 30 minutes. It was kind of getting kind of late about this time, but it was kind of getting kind of late. And I only did the headlines of the news, but I will do a little more of that today for sure. So let me make sure my volume is up. Okay. So volume is up on my phone. I'm sharing this also on YouTube, and so let's get into Google News. What is going on in the news today? 563-999-3030. That's the number to call for the studio. Also, let me put up chat. Chat should be available on your end and also on my end. So please call in today, 563-999-3030, and we will be able to get your questions, and provide answers if available. If I know the subject matter and the answer to your question, 563-999-3030. In Google News, Canada's wildfires darken the skies. There's some wildfires in Canada right now. Smoke from Canada's wildfires darken the skies across the northern U.S. So probably, most likely, it's probably Michigan. Probably, I would say North Dakota is getting some darkened skies from the smoke and ash up there. So if you're in Michigan right now, please do your best to be safe. If you're listening from Canada right now, please be safe. And if there is an evacuation order, please do your best to obey those orders. If there is any evacuation, I would say northern Canada. Let me look at map of Canada right now. Canada map. And I want to say northern northern U.S., but southern Canada. That I would guess that's either Ontario or Quebec in the middle there. There's probably some fires going on right now. So please do your best to stay safe. If you've been evacuated already, please, hopefully your house is safe from the fire. But if not, hopefully you have some fire insurance in Canada for that. That's pretty serious stuff. Ukraine dam, thousands flee floods after dam collapse near Nova Kakhovka. Oh, that's hard. Nova Kakhovka. That's from BBC News. ABC News, Gavin Newsom, Florida committed crimes, sending migrants to California. Oh, really? Well, that's what he's saying, Mr. Governor. Ron DeSantis is probably getting a lot of flack for migrants going from Florida to California or other states. That's been happening quite a bit. So that's going to happen. You know, we got a big border problem, border patrol problem right now. Secretary of Homeland Security, Secretary Mayorkas, he's not a very trustworthy person, according to Republicans. And it's possible that he's lying in those hearings that he's been getting. He's been a part of for a while. So whatever's going on, hopefully, if Donald Trump, this is really not a political show, but if Donald Trump, what happened to my, oh, yes. If Donald Trump comes back to the White House as president, if he does, I hope he spends another four years to actually finish the wall. If he does come back, and if he comes back, I hope he makes that a priority. If not, then as I said in my first comeback, one of the first comeback episodes, I said I would rather vote for vote for someone like Vivek Ramaswamy than Donald Trump. And I have my personal issues with Mr. Trump himself. It's nothing to do with the whole Russia collusion bullcrap. It's nothing to do with the whole stop the steal, the whole Capitol riot stuff from January 6, 2021. It goes way before. My personal issues with Trump goes way before that. So, about the CNN, I did mention the CNN town hall with Nikki Haley. I did not watch that. I need to watch that for sure. I do need to watch that. So hopefully I will have time after this radio show to watch the Nikki Haley CNN. And I hope she is as strong, if not stronger, in her commitment to America as Trump is. We'll see about that. And hopefully, with Chuck Todd being replaced from Meet the Press, I hope a person that's taking his place does a good job. It's a lady, I forget her name. But I don't think Vivek Ramaswamy has done a CNN town hall. Maybe he will. And if he does, I hope he does well. Vivek is doing pretty good in polling. I think it's 4% or 6% right now, but he has just been put on the actual the debate stage. So that's really good news for him. And that just happened within the last few days. So that's very, very good. I personally, for me, honestly, I look forward to seeing him on the debate stage within a year's time, and well, maybe not. Hopefully less than a year. Hopefully less than a year from now. Maybe 6 months from now, whenever the actual debates start. Not sure when, but when those start, I hope Vivek is still in the race, and he does well, and he brings his America's First agenda, which I believe is a true agenda. I hope he does well in that. Let's go back to the news. Mention the dam. Wagner boss rubbishes Russian claims of Ukrainian casualties. That's also from BBC News. Blinken meets the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Blinken, who is he? Blinken is Secretary of State. Blinken. Who's that guy? Antony Blinken. He is, what's his position? Blah, blah, blah. He was U.S. Secretary of State. He was Secretary of State. Let's see, 2021. Under Trump, I think it was. I think it was under Trump. Let me see. Going to Wikipedia. Secretary of State. No, President Biden. Excuse me. President Biden. Mike Pompeo was Secretary of State under Trump. Okay. So Blinken is under Biden. That's right. Okay. So Blinken meets with Saudi Crown Prince. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Hopefully those talks go well. Prince Harry blames press for losing Chelsea Davies' love. What? Prince Harry is married to Meghan Markle. What the heck? That's from the New York Post. An existential fight looms if actors join the writer's strike. The writer's strike has entered its sixth week. It's 6 weeks now, as of yesterday, I believe. So that's crazy. Sixth week in a row. Okay. What else? The business. U.S. Titans crackdown on crypto with lawsuits against Coinbase and Binance. That is from Reuters. ABC News says Boeing warns new defect on 787 Dreamliners with slow deliveries. Fox Business says Ford, the auto company, Ford recalling 125,000 vehicles due to engine issues that could cause fire. Ouch. In sports, according to CNN, PGA Tour announced a shock reconciliation with Saudi-backed breakaway LIV Golf, whatever that means. Denver Nuggets, NBA Finals media availability. Michael Porter Jr., that's all the headline just. I don't follow sports that much. Cincinnati Reds, top prospect, Eli De La Cruz rips 112 mile per hour double for first MLB hit in second inning. Ooh, 112 miles an hour. That's a fast pitch, y'all. That's a very fast pitch. So good for him. Excuse me. Clayton Kershaw announces decision on Dodgers Pride Night to a disaster for the franchise. So Fast 10. Fast 10, the latest Fast and Furious movie. When I think about it, I thought it was good. I like Jason Momoa. Unfortunately, I have not seen Aquaman yet. I need to see Aquaman. On a personal level, I like Jason Momoa. He's a good guy. But I thought he was a little too flamboyant for his character in the movie. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Sergeant Commodore from Sergeant Picard. Commodore versus Fleet Captain. What is the difference? Commodore versus Fleet Captain. Yeah, there should be a difference. Jordan LaForge is a Commodore. Fleet Captain, does one outrank the other? That's from Screen Rant. So look that up. That's from yesterday. Also from Screen Rant, this is entertainment now, for my preference. Ahsoka villain confirmed to be Order 66 survivor, creating new Star Wars trope. Whatever trope means. So this new guy, played by the late Ray Stevenson, he's an Order 66 survivor. He's a former Jedi who has now, he's kind of leaned toward the dark side of the Force. I would look forward to Ahsoka, whether or not Ray Stevenson's still with us. I would very much look forward to Ahsoka. And I believe it's coming out July next month or August. I think it's August. That's also from Screen Rant. Yahoo Live says, taking too much of this common vitamin may cause vision loss and liver. Oh, common vitamin. Let me look that up. What is the vitamin called? Is it vitamin A, B, C, D? Niacin. Really? Vitamin B3. Okay, this is from Yahoo Life. Vitamins and supplements are part of many of our daily health regimens. After all, when you're trying to live a long, healthy life, getting the right nutrients is super important. I agree with that. However, research shows that taking too much of certain vitamins, like niacin, could have potentially harmful side effects. Niacin is part of the B group of vitamins, also called vitamin B3. It plays a role in our nervous system function and metabolism, helping us turn the food we eat into energy. Our cells also need niacin or niacin to function and develop. Okay. Niacin has also been shown to be a powerful nutrient for heart health. Will sometimes prescribe niacin supplements alongside statins. That's good enough for me.